Now, let's go to the phone, and maybe Larry Rudwick can save me on this. Very happy to welcome in, as we do every single month here on the Buzz on Biz, one of our contributing authors in the Buzz on Biz free monthly newspaper, Larry Rudwick. Larry is the business tune-up guy, our business consultant and coach. Larry, get me out of this one quickly.
Uh-oh. What do I need to do?
You just talk. That'll save me right there.
Let's talk about communications,
which is exactly what we want to talk about.
Part three of communications.
And this goes back to a New Year's resolution. One of the best New Year's resolutions we could have made and continue to work on as we're into February now is to communicate better.
Communications within organizations and within people can always be improved, and that will improve the relationship.
And what angle of it do we want to focus on this month? Because there's a lot to it. You've talked in the past about how rare great communication skills are, that there are many important variables that affect how one communicates. We talked about setting goals before the communication takes place, why we should plan out all important communications. Where do we want to focus this month?
We wanted to talk about knowing the other party you want to communicate with, particularly if it's a difficult subject,
sure.
and what type of depending on the topic, and I'm going to give several communication tips.
And I would imagine this is an important, I'll call it a strategy, knowing the other party, whether you're talking to your kids or whether you're talking to your boss or whether you're talking to a potential employer.
Depending on who you're talking to is going to help to determine how the communication should be planned out and what language, how formal the conversation should be.
Hey, Larry, in your travels, in your business, talking specifically employee and employer, do employees feel like in most of these meetings they are at a disadvantage?
If they do, then communication should be improved. I always feel that any employee of mine knows things that I don't know, and if I can open them up and get them to really be open and honest with me, it's better for both parties, and that's really the goal. If both people can be open and honest, the boss, the owner, can find out things that are happening in parts of the business that only that employee knows.
Does there have to be an alpha person in the room? Does someone have to be running the conversation?
As a rule, somebody will be more alpha than the other. So that usually is the case, and typically the boss will have the meeting planned out, but just because the boss may be, quote, in charge of the meeting doesn't mean that the employee doesn't do most of the talking. Sometimes good bosses just ask a few questions and let the employee talk, and they may have a grievance that needs to be resolved, for example.
And that kind of covers two of the five points that you said go into determinations, into knowing the other party before the communication begins. One of them, what is your current relationship? And two, who has got the power, if anybody?
Each party should have power. If you're an employee, you have power. You may not want to stay with that job if you're not treated right.
All right. You also mentioned past experiences.
You know, you want to think back. When you're planning out your communication, you want to think back. You know, what's my experience been with dealing with that person, whether it's your child, mate, spouse, and how can I learn from that and do my best to communicate on maybe a difficult subject that needs to be talked about?
Well, you mentioned a child. I think it's a great example that ties into one of your other points, which is when and where to communicate. If you think back to your past experiences, whether it was with an employee or a child or somebody, and they were constantly distracted by what was going on around, like even if it's at a lunch meeting in a restaurant, you might say, you know what, from now on, we're going to kind of lock ourselves in a quiet spot because we didn't accomplish what we needed to. This was a good one that I liked on your list, when and where to communicate.
That's right. When, for example, if your child is really acting up and they're hungry, don't try to have a serious conversation, because whether it's your child or whether it's your boss or anyone, when you're hungry, often you're not quite yourself, and things can be said that can be regretted later.
Conversations with employers and or employees, and conversations with close loved ones, and emotion. Should there always be no emotion in the conversations at work, and should there always be emotion in the conversations with loved ones?
No and no.
Okay.
I mean, basically, I think that there should be emotions in all communications. Without emotions, you are not going to communicate really well. You want to show that you're empathetic, you're passionate, you care about the person. And that's important. They felt cared for. They're going to be more likely going to open up and feel good, and you'll make more progress.
That would seem to tie into your fifth point about pre-conversation, and that is that you believe it's important to have win-wins, that you don't go into this thing looking to be all you or to squash the other guy, get everything you want no matter what the cost is on the other end, whether dealing with a child, a boss, or a peer.
That should always be the case. You want to set the goal So you figure out, well, what am I trying to achieve from the conversation? What does the other person hopefully want to achieve from the conversation? And can we go away from the conversation feeling like we've accomplished something and we feel better and it was a win-win?
All right, we talked a good bit about prepping for who you're going to talk to, the place and the whom. But you also say there are different types of communication. We need to go through these fairly quickly, fun topics and hard topics.
You know, if it's a fun topic, something that is enjoyable to talk about, you're not going to probably be worried that the conversation is going to become stressful. And so that's going to impact how you want to plan out the conversation. A hard topic is something that can be if you're having a failing relationship or a failing business and things are really difficult and hard. You know, when things are not going well, there's always enough blame to go around with everyone, and emotions can get out of control for one, two, or more parties. And, you know, when the going gets tough, as they say, the tough get going, and you need to be able to get past the hard times. So you can have a relationship with someone that goes great when it goes great, but how does it go when it's not going great? Is it going to be to the point where once a relationship goes poorly, you're ready to end it because you don't know how to write it? That's a sign of poor communications.
Now we're talking with Larry Rudwick. Larry, the business tune-up guy. Find him on the web at businesstuneups.com. And some of Larry's tips. And you can find his column in the Buzz on Biz free monthly newspaper. It's also on his website at businesstuneups.com. You even got a podcast there, I understand. Some of the tips convey your thoughts so it's easily understood using words that are appropriate for the listener. And that's important to keep that in mind. They've got to understand you. But you also got to talk with respect. You say, don't overreach whatever power you do have because you may win the battle and lose the war. I found that pretty insightful. And the last one, when to include others. If the two parties don't get along or communicate well, consider having a mediator or a third person facilitate. Larry, have you done that? Is that something that you do along with your coaching?
I have facilitated meetings between people, and I have brought in a facilitator when I might have a problem communicating with someone, and a third party that we both get along with just makes the communications much better and more successful.
As you pointed out, if it's good enough for countries to do to bring in a neutral third party, certainly it's something that could work for us at whatever level our communications are.
Say you're selling an expensive business that's got a lot of value, and you know, rather than communicating directly with the buyer all the time and making negotiations, you may have an attorney or a business mergers and acquisition person you might hire to do the talking and try to get the price up if you're trying to sell it. So they can become the bad guy if the other party says no. There's always a need to have other people available when you need them.
And for Larry's help, you can visit businesstuneups.com or give him a call at 571-331-6102. Of course, all of the phone numbers and other contact information is available at businesstuneups.com. You can also read past articles there and get personalized help from Larry Rudwick. He's Larry, the business tune-up guy, our guest here today. Larry, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining us again today.